Welcome to month 4, awareness of inner voices and my version of big mind. This gently guided meditation is to help you connect with yourself and truly connect with your inner voices in a more deeper, more meaningful way. As I wrote in the journal, it is my version of big mind, and there's many big mind meditations that you might want to try out for yourself. I hope you might find this interesting and you might discover some guidance that might help you on your journey. In fact, I hope that each day you are receiving new insights on how to go about making meaningful changes in your life. Maybe you might notice you're gaining confidence, stillness, calmness, peace. Or maybe you're beginning to manifest the life you've always dreamt of. Or perhaps you're just in the middle, unsure. But don't worry. Nobody needs anything from you. Nobody wants anything from you. This is your time to just be without any worry, without any thoughts. Just be. As I mention in the Mind, Body, Soul journal, if you've lost touch with yourself and what you desire, and you're not truly connecting with that inner wisdom within, sometimes during meditation, when you allow every voice that has gone unheard, or maybe the voices that have talked too much, to have their say, great insights and great wisdom will come through in the silence. So let's make it our intention to spend time now relaxing into the silence. In fact, I want you to notice now the silence. Maybe you want to focus on your breath, not changing anything. Just notice the sound of your breath. Maybe you're noticing my voice, or maybe you're choosing to ignore it and just focus on the stillness. And in this beautiful sacred space of silence and stillness, we are really reconnecting with that wisdom within. And as we start to hear those inner voices that maybe have been quiet for a long time, or maybe some of those voices have been too loud and you might ask them to quieten down now, but just allow whatever happens in the stillness to unfold naturally as you become aware of your sensations. Just notice them, or notice your feelings as they appear and disappear into the silence of this sacred space. Maybe you can imagine your mind as like a deep, deep ocean. And we are slowly going to dive deep down. And as we go further down, we become aware of what is happening in your mind. As you expand your consciousness, there are no boundaries. There are no limits. Just a deep, open space. And as the space opens, your mind expands. Maybe your mind is the sea and your body is the land and your soul is the universe. Maybe there is no separation. There's no solid body, no head. Maybe you have no limbs, you just are. You are one with everything, and everything is one with you. There is no separation, just stillness, space, sensations, silence, sound. It's all just flowing together. Maybe it's a deep awakening or a disconnect from daily demands. Or maybe you're effortlessly connecting with the wisdom within. I ask you just to notice what happens between the stillness. Be aware of what is coming up for you, thoughts, images, feelings, voices appearing and disappearing, just like the waves of the sea. Everything is one, your mind is open, empty, still, present, at one with everything. In fact, your mind is all-knowing, aware, conscious and unconscious, all things are one. But you are formless. Allow your mind to empty now. And maybe it's empty but still full. But you don't have to worry about anything, just be still. Breathe. And like the sea, allow your thoughts to come like waves. Or maybe you can imagine yourself floating. Floating away from yourself. Don't try to force it, just float in the stillness of this expansive place with no boundaries. You are limitless. In the silence that follows, I will ask you to speak to one of the voices that lives in this expansive place. And as you may have read, I want you to imagine that you're talking to the voice. I will ask the voice when they were born and where they came from, and allow the voice to fill the gaps of the silence. Maybe nobody will say anything. Maybe it will just be a thought, an image, or a word. But in the silence that follows, every couple of minutes, I will invite another voice forward. As usual, I will keep a track of the time so you don't have to worry about a thing. This will take us about 20 minutes, and you will hear my voice a little bit in between the silence. Taking a nice deep breath in and out. Just relaxing and enjoying this still, sacred space that follows. It's time now to reveal who you truly are. I ask the voice of the protector and controller to step forward. We will ask that voice of protector and controller, when were you born? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Think about the first time you felt you were the protector or the controller. Allow the thoughts to come and go, allow the voice to be heard. Thank you. I would ask for the voice of fear to step forward now. I want to talk to fear. Can you tell me a little bit about when fear first was born within your mind? Allow the fear to talk truthfully and openly. There's nothing to be afraid of now, fear. It's your time to talk. Thank you, fear. I would like to talk now to the voice of the skeptic. Can the skeptic step forward and tell their story? What do they have to say? When do they become allowed? Maybe it's time to listen to the skeptic. What has the skeptic got to say? Thank you. Can the voice of the victim please speak up? When was the victim born? Can you share your story openly, without judgment? In the silence, we will listen. Thank you. You may notice that some voices have nothing to say, or some voices want to talk for a little longer. We're just finding out some of the words and feelings that are moving within us. And we can always go back to one voice to explore more. Next up, we'd like to talk to the voice of the damaged self. Don't be afraid, damaged self. Step forward. We want to hear your voice. Can you tell me when you were born and a little bit about your story? The story of the damaged self. It's safe to talk here. We will listen. Thank you. It's time now to ask the voice of the fixer to tell their story. I know you might have a lot to say, or maybe you've nothing to say at all. But tell me how you fix things. When did the fixer become a voice? Do you have a first memory? Explore the voice of the fixer. Thank you. We would like to explore the story and the voice of the innocent child. Can the inner child and the voice of that inner child please speak? It's time to tell your story. Maybe you're feeling a little bit vulnerable or shy, but we would like to hear the voice of the innocent inner child. Thank you. It's time now to speak to the voice of desire. When was desire born? How does desire feel? We would love to hear the voice of desire. Listen. Be aware. There's no judgment here. Thank you for sharing. I would like to call forward the voice of the seeking mind. Talk to me, seeking mind. We are ready to listen to your voice. Thank you. The last voice we will talk to is the voice of the Divine Self, the voice of Big Mind. Listen to the inner wisdom and see what Divine Self and Big Mind have to say. Thank you. I'm going to leave a little bit of time now for you to explore any particular voice Maybe it was one that was very quiet, or maybe I stopped one from talking. But enjoy the stillness and silence that follows to explore any particular voice that has more to say, or perhaps didn't say enough. Our big mind meditation, self-inquiry time is up. As mentioned, it's my interpretation of the process and it's the way I used it. But you might find that you want to listen just to one voice and you can explore that during the next month. Or perhaps right now you feel like you want to journal about a particular voice. Sometimes we may find a voice has been long buried and it's very important to give all of the shadow aspects of ourselves an outlet so we understand and acknowledge them and allow ourselves to be a full person, even if it's a voice we don't like to hear. Once it's heard, it can then gently be quiet. We can understand it. As always, you can remain in this still, sacred place of silence, feeling wonderfully relaxed, feeling wonderfully good, maybe feeling emotional or insightful, but allow whatever feelings that have come up just to be. Try not to judge them. From head to toe, you're feeling perfect in every way, mind, body and soul, calm and serene, more at one with yourself. If you want to, you can open your eyes and you will feel fully aware, calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed. As I mentioned, you might want to stretch or write, or you may just want to sit and allow the silence to continue for a little bit longer. This month is simply about becoming aware of some of the shadow voices and becoming more aware of our self-talk, the self-critic, the cheerleader. And sometimes it's good just to choose one voice to dialogue with for a set period of time, on your own, in silence. Just accept whatever comes up and go back to your journal and fill in the interview space that we left free for you. Or perhaps you might want to use another journal and write a long story about one of the voices, because perhaps that voice has a lot to say. It's okay to talk aloud to yourself. It's okay to pretend that you're having your own radio show once you're in a safe, sacred space where you won't be disturbed. And it's okay to record what comes up, either on your phone or you're on your journal, whatever feels comfortable to you. But this month, listen to that inner voice. Understand who you are and where that voice was born. Accept it. Don't judge it. And be aware of the concept of a big mind. You are limitless. With each chapter of the book, your own self-awareness will deepen. And remember, we can all become just 1% better than we were yesterday. Every little step, you are moving toward a better version of you. Gently. There's no rush. It's not a race. You can take it at your own pace. Have a lovely day.